created needs to be sustained and fed. Of elements, the grosser feeds the purer, earth, the sea. Earth and the sea feed air, the air those fires, ethereal, and as lowest first the moon. Whence, in her visage round those spots, unpurged, vapours not yet into her substance turned. Nor doth the moon no nourishment exhale from her moist continent to higher orbs. The sun, that light imparts to all, receives from all his alimental recompense in humid exhalations, and at even sups with the ocean, though in heaven the trees of life ambrosial fruitage bear, and vines yield nectar, though from off the boughs each morn we brush mellifluous dews, and find the ground covered with pearly grain. Yet God hath here varied his bounty so with new delights, as may compare with heaven, and to taste, think not I shall be nice. So down they sat, and to their viands fell, nor seemingly the angel, nor in mist the common gloss of theologians, but with keen dispatch of real hunger and concoctive heat to transubstantiate. What redounds, transpires, through spirits with ease, nor wonder if by fire of sooty coal the empiric alchemist can turn, or holds it possible to turn, metals of drossiest ore to perfect gold, as from the mine. Meanwhile at table Eve ministered naked, and their flowing cups with pleasant liquors crowned. O innocence, deserving paradise! If ever, then had the sons of God excuse to have been enamoured at that sight. But in those hearts love unlibidinous reigned, nor jealousy was understood the injured lover's hell. Thus, when with meats and drinks they had sufficed, not burdened nature, sudden mind arose in Adam not to let the occasion pass, given him by this great conference to know of things above his world, and of their being who dwell in heaven, whose excellence he saw transcend his own so far, whose radiant forms, divine effulgence, whose high power so far exceeded human, and his wary speech thus to the imperial minister he framed. Inhabitant with God, now know I well thy favour in this honour done to man, under whose lowly roof thou hast vouchsafed to enter, and these earthly fruits to taste, food not of angels yet accepted so, as that more willingly thou couldst not seem at heaven's high feasts to have fed, yet what compare? To whom the winged hierarch replied, O Adam, one almighty is, from whom all things proceed, and up to him return, if not depraved from good, created all such to perfection, one first matter all, endued with various forms, various degrees of substance, and in things that live, of life. But more refined, more spiritous and pure, as nearer to him placed or nearer tending, each in their several active spheres assigned, till body up to spirit work in bounds proportioned to each kind. So from the root springs lighter the green stalk, from thence the leaves more airy, last the bright consummate flower, spirits odorous breathes, flowers and their fruit man's nourishment, by gradual scale sublimed to vital spirits aspire, to animal, to intellectual, give both life and sense, fancy and understanding, whence the soul reason receives, and reason is her being, discursive or intuitive, discourse is oftest yours, the latter most is ours, differing but in degree, of kind the same. Wonder not, then, what God for you saw good, if I refuse not, but convert, as you, to proper substance. Time may come when men with angels may participate, and find no inconvenient diet, nor too light fare. And from these corporal nutriments, perhaps, your bodies may at last turn all to spirit, improved by tract of time, and winged ascend ethereal as we, or may at choice here or in heavenly paradises dwell. If ye be found obedient and retain unalterably firm his love entire, whose progeny you are. Meanwhile, enjoy your fill what happiness this happy state can comprehend, incapable of more. To whom the patriarch of mankind replied, O favourable spirit, propitious guest, well hast thou taught the way that might direct our knowledge, and the scale of nature set from centre to circumference, whereon, in contemplation of created things, by steps we may ascend to God. But say, what meant that caution joined, if ye be found obedient? Can we want obedience, then, to him, or possibly his love desert, who formed us from the dust and placed us here, full to the utmost measure of what bliss human desires can seek or apprehend? To whom the angel, Son of heaven and earth, attend, that thou art happy, O to God, that thou continuest such, O to thyself, that is, to thy obedience, therein stand. This was that caution given thee. Be advised. God made thee perfect, not immutable, and good he made thee, but to persevere he left it in thy power, ordained thy will by nature free, not overruled by fate, inextricable or strict necessity. Our voluntary service he requires, not our necessitated. Such with him finds no acceptance, nor can find. For how can hearts not free be tried, whether they serve, willing or no, who will but what they must by destiny, and can no other choose? Myself and all the angelic host that stand in sight of God enthroned, our happy state hold as you yours, while our obedience holds. On other surety none. Freely we serve, because we freely love, as in our will to love or not. In this we stand or fall. And some are fallen, to disobedience fallen, and so from heaven to deepest hell. O fall! From what high state of bliss into what woe? To whom our great progenitor? Thy words, attentive and with more delighted ear, divine instructor, I have heard, than when cherubic songs by night from neighbouring hills aerial music send. Nor knew I not to be both will and deed created free. Yet that we never shall forget to love our Maker, and obey him whose command, single, is yet so just, my constant thoughts assured me, and still assure. Though what thou tell'st hath passed in heaven, some doubt within me move, but more desire to hear, if thou consent, the full relation, which must needs be strange, worthy of sacred silence to be heard. And we have yet large day, for scarce the sun hath finished half his journey, and scarce begins his other half in the great zone of heaven. Thus Adam made request, and Raphael, after short pause assenting, thus began. High matter thou enjoinst me, O prime of men, sad task and hard, for how shall I relate to human sense the invisible exploits of warring spirits? How without remorse the ruin of so many glorious once and perfect while they stood? How last unfold the secrets of another world, perhaps not lawful to reveal? Yet for thy good this is dispensed, and what surmounts the reach of human sense, I shall delineate so, by likening spiritual to corporal forms, as may express them best. Though what if earth be but the shadow of heaven, and things therein each to other like, more than on earth is thought? As yet this world was not, and chaos wild reigned where these heavens now roll, where earth now rests, upon her centre poised, when on a day, for time, though in eternity applied to motion, measures all things durable, by present, past, and future, on such day, as heaven's great year brings forth, the imperial host of angels by imperial summons called, innumerable before the Almighty's throne, forthwith from all the ends of heaven appeared, under their hierarchs in orders bright. 10,000,000 ensigns high advanced, standards and gonfalons twixt van and rear, stream in the air, and for distinction serve of hierarchies of orders and degrees, or in their glittering tissues bear emblazed holy memorials, acts of zeal and love, recorded eminent. Thus, when in orbs of circuit inexpressible they stood, orb within orb, the Father infinite, by whom in bliss embosomed sat the Son, amidst as from a flaming mount, whose top brightness had made invisible, thus spake, "Hear all ye angels, progeny of light, thrones, dominations, princedoms, virtues, powers, hear my decree which unrevoked shall stand. This day I have begot, whom I declare, my only Son, and on this holy hill him have anointed, whom ye now behold at my right hand. Your head I him appoint. And by myself have sworn to him shall bow all knees in heaven, and shall confess him Lord. Under his great vice-regent reign abide, united as one individual soul, forever happy. Him who disobeys, me disobeys, breaks union, and that day, cast out from God and blessed vision, falls into utter darkness, deep engulfed, his place ordained without redemption, without end." So spake the Omnipotent, and with his words all seemed well pleased. All seemed, but were not all. That day, as other solemn days, they spent in song and dance about the sacred hill, mystical dance which yonder starry sphere of planets and of fixed in all her wheels resembles nearest, mazes intricate, eccentric, intervolved, yet regular. Then most, when most irregular they seem, and in their motion's harmony divine, so smooths her charming tones, that God's own ear listens delighted. Evening now approached, for we have also our evening and our morn, we ours for change delectable, not need. Forthwith from dance to sweet repast they turn, desirous, all in circles as they stood, tables are set, and on a sudden piled with angels' food and rubied nectar flows, in pearl, in diamond, and massy gold. Fruit of delicious vines, the growth of heaven, of flowers reposed, and with fresh flowerets crowned, they eat, they drink, and in communion sweet, quaff immortality and joy, secure of surfeit where full measure only bounds, excess before the all-bounteous King, who showered with copious hand, rejoicing in their joy. Now, when ambrosial night with clouds exhaled from that high mount of God, whence light and shade spring both, the face of brightest heaven had changed, to grateful twilight, for night comes not there in darker veil, and roseate dews disposed all but the unsleeping eyes of God to rest, wide over all the plain and wider far than all this globous earth in plain outspread, such are the courts of God, the angelic throng dispersed in bands and files their camp extend. By living streams among the trees of life, pavilions numberless and sudden reared celestial tabernacles where they slept, fanned with cool winds, save those who in their course melodious hymns about the sovereign throne alternate all night long, but not so waked Satan, so call him now, his former name is heard no more in heaven, he of the first, if not the first archangel, great in power, in favour and preeminence, yet fraught with envy against the Son of God that day, honoured by his great Father and proclaimed Messiah, King, anointed, could not bear, through pride that night, and thought himself impaired. Deep malice thence conceiving and disdain, soon as midnight brought on the dusky hour, friendliest to sleep and silence, he resolved with all his legions to dislodge and leave unworshipped, unobeyed, the throne supreme, contemptuous, and his next subordinate awakening thus to him in secret spake, "Sleep'st thou, companion dear, what sleep can close thy eyelids, and rememberest what decree of yesterday so late hath passed the lips of heaven's almighty, Thou to me thy thoughts wast wont, I mine to thee wast wont to impart. Both waking we were one, how then can now thy sleep dissent? New laws thou seest imposed, new laws from him who reigns, new minds may raise in us who serve, new counsels to debate. What doubtful may ensue, more in this place to utter is not safe. Assemble thou, of all those myriads which we lead the chief, tell them that by command, ere yet dim night her shadowy cloud withdraws, I am to haste, and all who under me their banners wave, homeward with flying march where we possess the quarters of the north, there to prepare fit entertainment to receive our king, the great Messiah, and his new commands, who speedily through all the hierarchies intends to pass triumphant and give laws. So spake the false archangel, and infused bad influence into the unwary breast of his associate. He together calls, or several one by one, the regent powers under him regent, tells, as he was taught, that the Most High commanding, now ere night, now ere dim night had disencumbered heaven, the great hierarchical standard was to move, tells the suggested cause, and casts between ambiguous words and jealousies, to sound or taint integrity. But all obeyed the wonted signal, and superior voice of their great potentate. For great indeed his name, and high was his degree in heaven. His countenance, as the morning star that guides the starry flock, allured them, and with lies drew after him the third part of heaven's host. Meanwhile the eternal eye, whose sight discerns abstrusest thoughts, from forth his holy mount, and from within the golden lamps that burn nightly before him, saw without their light rebellion rising, saw in whom, how spread among the sons of morn, what multitudes were banded to oppose his high decree. And smiling to his only son, thus said, Son, thou in whom my glory I behold in full resplendence, heir of all my might, nearly it now concerns us to be sure of our omnipotence, and with what arms we mean to hold what anciently we claim of deity or empire. Such a foe is rising, who intends to erect his throne equal to ours, throughout the spacious north. Nor so content hath in his thought to try and battle what our power is or our right. Let us advise, and to this hazard draw with speed what force is left, and all employ in our defence, lest unawares we lose this our high place, our sanctuary, our hill. To whom the sun, with calm aspect and clear, lightning divine, ineffable, serene, made answer, Mighty Father, thou thy foes justly hast in derision, and secure laugh'st at their vain designs and tumults vain. Matter to me of glory, whom their hate illustrates, when they see all regal power given me to quell their pride, and in event know whether I be dexterous to subdue thy rebels, or be found the worst in heaven. So spake the sun, but Satan with his powers far was advanced on winged speed, an host innumerable as the stars of night, or stars of morning, dewdrops, which the sun impearls on every leaf and every flower. Regions they passed, the mighty regencies of seraphim and potentates and thrones, in their triple degrees, regions to which all thy dominion, Adam, is no more than what this garden is to all the earth. And all the sea, from one entire globus, stretched into longitude, which having passed at length into the limits of the north, they came, and Satan to his royal seat, high on a hill, far blazing, as a mount raised on a mount, with pyramids and towers, from diamond quarries hewn, and rocks of gold. The palace of great Lucifer, so call that structure in the dialect of men interpreted, which not long after he, affecting all equality with God, in imitation of that mount whereon Messiah was declared in sight of heaven, the mountain of the congregation called. For thither he assembled all his train, pretending so commanded to consult about the great reception of their king, thither to come, and with calumnious art of counterfeited truth, thus held their ears. Thrones, dominations, princedoms, virtues, powers, if these magnific titles yet remain not merely titular, since by decree another now hath to himself engrossed all power and us eclipsed under the name of King Anointed, for whom all this haste of midnight march and hurried meeting here, this only to consult how we may best, with what may be devised of honours new, receive him coming to receive from us, knee tribute yet unpaid, prostration vile, too much to one, but double how endured, to one and to his image now proclaimed. But what if better counsels might erect our minds and teach us to cast off this yoke? Will ye submit your necks and choose to bend the supple knee? Ye will not, if I trust, to know ye right, or if ye know yourselves, natives and sons of heaven possessed before by none, and if not equal all, yet free, equally free, for orders and decrees jar not with liberty, but well consist. Who can in reason then or right assume monarchy over such as live by right his equals, if in power and splendour less, in freedom equal? Or can introduce law and edict on us, who without law err not, much less for this to be our lord, and look for adoration to the abuse of those imperial titles which assert our being ordained to govern, not to serve? Thus far his bold discourse without control had audience, when among the seraphim, Abdiel, than whom none with more zeal adored the deity and divine commands obeyed, stood up, and in a flame of zeal severe the current of his fury thus opposed, O argument blasphemous, false and proud, words which no ear ever to hear in heaven expected, least of all from thee, ingrate, in place thyself so high above thy peers, canst thou with impious obloquy condemn the just decree of God, pronounced and sworn, that to his only son by right endued with regal sceptre every soul in heaven shall bend the knee, and in that honour due confess him rightful king? Unjust, thou sayest, flatly unjust to bind with laws the free, and equal over equals to let reign, one over all with unsucceeded power? Shalt thou give law to God? Shalt thou dispute with him the points of liberty, who made thee what thou art, and formed the powers of heaven such as he pleased and circumscribed their being? Yet by experience taught we know how good, and of our good, and of our dignity, how provident he is, how far from thought to make us less, bent rather to exalt our happy state under one head more near united. But to grant it thee in just, that equal over equals monarch reign, thyself though great and glorious dost thou count, all angelic nature joined in one, equal to him begotten son, by whom, as by his word the mighty Father made, all things, even thee, and all the spirits of heaven, by him created in their bright degrees, crown them with glory, and to their glory named thrones, dominations, princedoms, virtues, powers, essential powers, nor by his reign obscured, but more illustrious made, since he the head, one of our number thus reduced becomes, his laws our laws, all honour to him done, returns our own. Cease, then, this impious rage, and tempt not these, but hasten to appease the incensed father and the incensed son, while pardon may be found in time besought. So spake the fervent angel, but his zeal none seconded, as out of season judged, or singular and rash, whereat rejoiced the apostate, and more haughty thus replied, That we were formed, then, sayest thou, and the work of secondary hands by task transferred from father to his son, strange point and new. doctrine which we would know whence learnt. Who saw when this creation was? Rememberest thou thy making while the maker gave thee being? We know no time when we were not as now. Know none before us, self-begot, self-raised by our own quickening power, when fatal course had circled his full orb, the birth mature of this our native heaven, ethereal suns. Our puissance is our own. Our own right hand shall teach us highest deeds, by proof to try who is our equal. Then thou shalt behold whether by supplication we intend address, and to begirt the almighty throne, beseeching or besieging. This report, these tidings, carry to the anointed king, and fly, ere evil intercept thy flight. He said, and as the sound of waters deep, hoarse murmur echoed to his words applause, through the infinite host, nor less for that the flaming seraph fearless, though alone, encompassed round with foes, thus answered bold, O alienate from God, O spirit accursed, forsaken of all good, I see thy fall, determined, and thy hapless crew involved in this perfidious fraud, contagion spread both of thy crime and punishment. Henceforth no more be troubled how to quit the yoke of God's Messiah. Those indulgent laws will not be now vouchsafed, other decrees against thee are gone forth without recall. That golden scepter which thou didst reject is now an iron rod to bruise and break thy disobedience. Well thou didst advise, yet not for thy advice or threats I fly these wicked tents devoted, lest the wrath impendent, raging into sudden flame, distinguish not, for soon expect to feel his thunder on thy head, devouring fire. Then who created thee, lamenting, learn, when who can uncreate thee, thou shalt know. So spake the seraph Abdiel, faithful found, among the faithless, faithful only he, among innumerable false, unmoved, unshaken, unseduced, unterrified, his loyalty he kept, his love, his zeal. Nor number, nor example with him wrought, to swerve from truth or change his constant mind, though single. From amidst them forth he passed, long way through hostile scorn which he sustained, superior, nor of violence feared aught. And with retorted scorn his back he turned, on those proud towers to swift destruction doomed. Book 6. The Argument. Raphael continues to relate how Michael and Gabriel were sent forth to battle against Satan and his angels. The first fight described, Satan and his power retire under night. He calls a council, invents devilish engines, which in the second day's fight put Michael and his angels to some disorder. But they at length, pulling up mountains, overwhelm both the force and machines of Satan. Yet the tumult not so ending, God on the third day sends Messiah, his son, for whom he had reserved the glory of that victory. He, in the power of his father, coming to the place and causing all his legions to stand still on either side, with his chariot and thunder driving into the midst of his enemies, pursues them unable to resist towards the wall of heaven, which opening they leap down with horror and confusion into the place of punishment prepared for them in the deep. Messiah returns with triumph to his father. All night the dreadless angel unpursued, through heaven's wide champaign held his way till morn. Waked by the circling hours, with rosy hand unbarred the gates of light. There is a cave, within the Mount of God, fast by his throne, where light and darkness in perpetual round lodge and dislodge by turns, which makes through heaven grateful vicissitude like day and night. Light issues forth, and at the other door obsequious darkness enters, till her hour to veil the heaven, though darkness there might well seem twilight here. And now went forth the morn, such as in highest heaven, arrayed in gold, empyreal. from before her vanished night, shot through with orient beams, when all the plain covered with thick embattled squadrons bright, chariots and flaming arms and fiery steeds, reflecting blaze on blaze, first met his view. War he perceived, war in procinct, and found, already known what he for news had thought to have reported. Gladly then he mixed among those friendly powers whom him received, with joy and acclamations loud, that one that of so many myriads fallen, yet one return not lost. On to the sacred hill they led him, high applauded, and present before the seat supreme, from whence a voice from midst a golden cloud thus mild was heard. Servant of God, well done! Well hast thou fought the better fight whose single hast maintained against revolted multitudes the cause of truth in word mightier than they in arms, and for the testimony of truth hast borne universal reproach, far worse to bear than violence. For this was all thy care, to stand approved in sight of God, though worlds judged thee perverse. The easier conquest now remains thee, aided by this host of friends, back on thy foes more glorious to return than scorned thou didst depart, and to subdue by force who reason for their law refuse, right reason for their law, and for their king, Messiah, who by right of merit reigns. Go, Michael, of celestial armies, prince, and thou in military prowess, next, Gabriel, lead forth to battle these my sons, invincible, lead forth my armed saints, by thousands and by millions ranged for fight, equal in number to that godless crew, rebellious, them with fire and hostile arms, fearless assault, and to the brow of heaven pursuing, drive them out from God and bliss, into their place of punishment, the gulf of Tartarus, which ready opens wide his fiery chaos, to receive their fall. So spake the sovereign voice, and clouds began to darken all the hill, and smoke to roll in dusky wreaths, reluctant flames, the sign of wrath awaked. Nor with less dread the loud ethereal trumpet from on high gan blow, at which command the powers militant that stood for heaven in mighty quadrate joined, of union irresistible, moved on, in silence their bright legions, to the sound of instrumental harmony that breathed heroic ardour to adventurous deeds, under their godlike leaders in the cause of God and his Messiah. On they move, indissolubly firm, nor obvious hill, nor straightening vale, nor wood, nor stream divides their perfect ranks. For high above the ground their march was, and the passive air upbore their nimble tread, as when the total kind of birds in orderly array on wing came summoned over Eden to receive their names of thee. So over many a tract of heaven they marched, and many a province wide, tenfold the length of this terrene. At last, far in the horizon to the north appeared, from skirt to skirt a fiery region, stretched in battleless aspect, and nearer view bristled with upright beams innumerable, of rigid spears and helmets thronged, and shields various with boastful argument portrayed, the banded powers of Satan hasting on with furious expedition, for they weened that selfsame day by fight or by surprise to win the mount of God and on his throne to set the envier of his state, the proud aspirer. But their thoughts proved fond and vain in the midway, though strange to us it seemed at first that angel should with angel war, and in fierce hosting meet, who wont to meet, so oft in festivals of joy and love, unanimous as sons of one great sire, hymning the eternal father. But the shout of battle now began, and rushing sound of onset ended soon each milder thought. High in the midst, exalted as a god, the apostate in his sun-bright chariot sat, idol of majesty divine, enclosed with flaming cherubim and golden shields. then lighted from his gorgeous throne, for now twixt host and host but narrow space was left, a dreadful interval, and front to front presented stood in terrible array of hideous length. Before the cloudy van, on the rough edge of battle, ere it joined, Satan with vast and haughty strides advanced, came towering, armed in adamant and gold. Abdeel that sight endured not where he stood, among the mightiest, bent on highest deeds, and thus his own undaunted heart explores. O heaven, that such resemblance of the highest should yet remain, where faith and realty remain not! Wherefore should not strength and might there fail, where virtue fails, or weakest prove, where boldest, though to sight unconquerable? His puissance trusting in the Almighty's aid, I mean to try, whose reason I have tried, unsound and false. Nor is it aught but just, that he who in debate of truth hath won, should win in arms, in both disputes alike, victor, though brutish that contest and foul. When reason hath to deal with force, yet so most reason is that reason overcome. So pondering, and from his armed peers, forth stepping opposite, halfway he met his daring foe, at this prevention more incensed, and thus securely him defied. Proud art thou met! Thy hope was to have reached the height of thy aspiring unopposed, the throne of God unguarded, and his side abandoned at the terror of thy power or potent tongue. Fool not to think how vain against the omnipotent to rise in arms, who out of smallest things could without end have raised incessant armies to defeat thy folly, or with solitary hand, reaching beyond all limit at one blow, unaided could have finished thee, and whelmed thy legions under darkness. But thou seest all are not of thy train. There be who faith prefer, and piety to God, though then to thee not visible, when I alone seemed in thy world erroneous to dissent from all. My sect thou seest, now learn too late, how few sometimes may know when thousands err. Whom the grand foe with scornful eye askance thus answered, ill for thee, but in wished hour my revenge first sought, for thou returnst from flight, seditious angel, to receive thy merited reward, the first assay of this right hand provoked, since first that tongue, inspired with contradiction, durst oppose a third part of the gods, in synod met their deities to assert, who, while they feel vigour divine within them, can allow omnipotence to none. But well thou com'st before thy fellows, ambitious to win from me some plume, that thy success may show destruction to the rest. This pause between, unanswered lest thou boast, to let thee know. At first I thought that liberty and heaven to heavenly souls had been all one, but now I see that most through sloth had rather served ministering spirits trained up in feast and song. Such hast thou armed the minstrelsy of heaven, servility with freedom to contend, as both their deeds compared this day shall prove. To whom in brief thus Abdeel stern replied, apostate, still thou errest, nor end will find of erring from the path of truth remote. Unjustly thou depravest it with the name of servitude to serve whom God ordains, or nature. God and nature bid the same, when he who rules is worthiest, and excels them whom he governs. This is servitude to serve the unwise, or him who hath rebelled against his worthier, as thine now serve thee, thyself not free, but to thyself enthralled, yet lewdly darest our ministering upbraid. Reign thou in hell thy kingdom, let me serve in heaven God ever blessed, and his divine behest obey, worthiest to be obeyed. Yet chains in hell not realms expect. Meanwhile from me returned, as erst thou saidst, from flight, this greeting on thy impious crest receive. So saying, a noble stroke he lifted high, which hung not, but so swift with tempest fell on the proud crest of Satan, that no sight nor motion of swift thought less could his shield such ruin intercept. 10 paces huge he back recoiled, the 10th on bended knee, his massy spear upstayed, as if on earth winds underground or waters forcing way sidelong had pushed a mountain from his seat, half sunk with all his pines. Amazement seized the rebel thrones, but greater rage to see, thus foiled their mightiest, ours joy filled and shout, presage of victory, and fierce desire of battle, whereat Michael bid sound the archangel trumpet. Through the vast of heaven it sounded, and the faithful armies rung, Hosanna to the highest, nor stood at gaze the adverse legions, nor less hideous joined the horrid shock. Now storming fury rose, and clamour such as heard in heaven till now was never, arms on armour clashing brayed, horrible discord and the madding wheels of brazen chariots raged. Dire was the noise of conflict, overhead the dismal hiss of fiery darts in flaming volleys flew, and flying vaulted either host with fire. So, under fiery cope, together rushed both battles main, with ruinous assault and inextinguishable rage, all heaven resounded, and had earth been then, all earth had to her centre shook. What wonder, when millions of fierce encountering angels fought on either side, the least of whom could wield these elements and arm him with the force of all their regions? How much more of power, army against army, numberless to raise, dreadful combustion warring and disturb, though not destroy their happy native seat? Had not the eternal King omnipotent from his stronghold of heaven high overruled and limited their might, though numbered such as each divided legion might have seemed a numerous host, in strength each armed hand a legion? Led in fight, yet leader seemed each warrior single as in chief, expert, when to advance or stand or turn the sway of battle, open when and when to close. The ridges of grim war, no thought of flight, none of retreat, no unbecoming deed that argued fear, each on himself relied, as only in his arm the moment lay, of victory. Deeds of eternal fame were done but infinite, for wide was spread that war, and various sometimes on firm ground, a standing fight, then soaring on main wing, tormented all the air. All air seemed then conflicting fire, long time in even scale the battle hung, till Satan, who that day prodigious power had shown, and met in arms no equal, ringing through the dire attack of fighting seraphim confused, at length saw where the sword of Michael smote, and felled squadrons at once, with huge two-handed sway, brandished aloft the horrid edge came down, wide wasting, such destruction to withstand, he hasted and opposed the rocky orb of tenfold adamant, his ample shield of vast circumference. At his approach the great archangel from his warlike toil surceased, and glad as hoping here to end in test in war in heaven, the arch-foe subdued or captive dragged in chains, with hostile frown and visage all inflamed, first thus began. Author of evil, unknown till thy revolt, unnamed in heaven, now plenteous as thou seest, these acts of hateful strife, hateful to all, though heaviest by just measure on thyself and thy adherents, how hast thou disturbed heaven's blessed peace, and into nature brought misery, uncreated till the crime of thy rebellion? How hast thou instilled thy malice into thousands, once upright and faithful, now proved false? But think not here to trouble holy rest. Heaven casts thee out from all her confines. Heaven, the seat of bliss, brooks not the works of violence and war. Hence, then, and evil go with thee along, thy offspring to the place of evil, hell, thou and thy wicked crew. There mingle broils, ere this avenging sword begin thy doom, or some more sudden vengeance winged from God precipitate thee with augmented pain. So spake the Prince of Angels, to whom thus the adversary, nor think thou with wind of airy threats to awe whom yet with deeds thou canst not, as thou turn the least of these to flight, or if to fall, but that they rise unvanquished, easier to transact with me, that thou shouldst hope, imperious and with threats, to chase me hence? Not that so shall end the strife which thou callest evil, but we style the strife of glory, which we mean to win, or turn this heaven itself into the hell thou fablest, here, however, to dwell free, if not to reign. Meanwhile thy utmost force, and join him named Almighty to thy aid, I fly not, but have sought thee far and nigh.
They ended parle, and both addressed for fight, unspeakable, for who, though with the tongue of angels can relate, or to what things liken on earth conspicuous, that may lift human imagination to such heights of godlike power? For likest gods they seemed, stood they or moved, in stature, motion, arms, fit to decide the empire of great heaven. Now waved their fiery swords, and in the air made horrid circles, two broad suns their shields blazed opposite, while expectation stood in horror, from each hand with speed retired, where erst was thickest fight, the angelic throng, and left large field, unsafe within the wind of such commotion, such as to set forth great things by small, if nature's concord broke. Among the constellations war were sprung, two planets rushing from aspect malign, of fiercest opposition in mid-sky, should combat, and their jarring spheres confound. Together, both with next to almighty arm, uplifted imminent, one stroke they aimed, that might determine, and not need repeat, as not of power at once, nor odds appeared in might or swift prevention, but the sword of Michael from the armoury of God was given him tempered so that neither keen nor solid might resist that edge. It met the sword of Satan with steep force to smite, descending, and in half cut sheer, nor stayed, but with swift wheel reverse, deep entering, shared all his right side. Then Satan first knew pain, and writhed him to and fro convolved, so sore the griding sword with discontinuous wound passed through him, but the ethereal substance closed, not long divisible, and from the gash a stream of nectarous humour issuing flowed, sanguine such as celestial spirits may bleed, and all his armour stained erewhile so bright. Forthwith on all sides to his aid was run, by angels many and strong, who interposed defence, while others bore him on their shields back to his chariot, where it stood retired from off the files of war. There they him laid, gnashing for anguish and despite and shame, to find himself not matchless, and his pride humbled by such rebuke, so far beneath his confidence to equal God in power. Yet soon he healed, for spirits that live throughout, vital in every part, not as frail man in entrails, heart or head, liver or reins, cannot but by annihilating die, nor in their liquid texture mortal wound receive, no more than can the fluid air. All heart they live, all head, all eye, all ear, all intellect, all sense, and as they please, they limb themselves, and colour, shape, or size, assume, as likes them best, condense or rare. Meanwhile, in other parts, like deeds deserve memorial, where the might of Gabriel fought, and with fierce ensigns pierced the deep array of Moloch, furious king, who him defied, and at his chariot wheels to drag him bound, threatened, nor from the Holy One of Heaven refrained his tongue blasphemous, but anon down cloven to the waist with shattered arms, and uncouth pain fled bellowing, on each wing, Uriel and Raphael, his vaunting foe, though huge and in a rock of diamond armed, vanquished Adremelech and Asmodai, two potent thrones that to be less than gods disdained, but meaner thoughts learned in their flight, mangled with ghastly wounds through plate and mail, nor stood unmindful Abdiel to annoy the atheist crew, but with redoubled blow, Ariel and Arioch and the violence of Ramiel scorched and blasted overthrew. I might relate of thousands and their names, eternize here on earth, But those elect, angels contented with their fame in heaven, seek not the praise of men, the other sort in might, though wondrous, and in acts of war, nor of renown less eager, yet by doom cancelled from heaven and sacred memory. Nameless in dark oblivion let them dwell. For strength from truth divided, and from just, illaudable, naught merits but dispraise and ignominy, yet to glory aspires, vainglorious, and through infamy seeks fame. Therefore eternal silence be their doom. And now their mightiest quelled, the battle swerved, with many an inroad gored, deformed rout entered, and foul disorder, all the ground with shivered armour strown, and on a heap chariot and charioteer lay overturned, and fiery foaming steeds, what stood, recoiled, awe-wearied, through the faint satanic host, defensive scarce, or with pale fear surprised, then first with fear surprised and sense of pain, fled ignominious to such evil brought by sin of disobedience, till that hour, not liable to fear or flight or pain. For otherwise the inviolable saints in cubic phalanx firm advanced entire, invulnerable, impenetrably armed, such high advantages their innocence gave them above their foes, not to have sinned, not to have disobeyed, in fight they stood, unwearied, unobnoxious, to be pained by wound, though from their place by violence moved. Now night her course began, and over heaven, inducing darkness, grateful truce imposed, and silence on the odious din of war. Under her cloudy covert both retired, victor and vanquished. On the Fortin field, Michael and his angels prevalent, encamping, placed in guard their watches round. Cherubic waving fires. On the other part, Satan with his rebellious disappeared, far in the dark dislodged, and void of rest, his potentates to council called by night, and in the midst thus undismayed began. O, now in danger tried, now known in arms, not to be o'erpowered, companions dear, found worthy not of liberty alone, to mean pretense, but what we more affect, honour, dominion, glory, and renown, who have sustained one day in doubtful fight. And if one day, why not eternal days? What heaven's Lord had powerfulest to send against us from about his throne, and judge sufficient to subdue us to his will, but proves not so, then fallible, it seems, of future we may deem him, though till now omniscient thought. True is, less firmly armed, some disadvantage we endured and pain, till now not known, but known as soon contemned, since now we find this our imperial form incapable of mortal injury, imperishable, and though pierced with wound, soon closing, and by native vigour healed. Of evil, then, so small as easy think, the remedy, perhaps more valid arms, weapons more violent when next we meet, may serve to better us and worse our foes, or equal what between us made the odds, in nature none. If other hidden cause left them superior, while we can preserve unhurt our minds, and understanding sound due search and consultation will disclose. He sat, and in the assembly next up stood Nisroch, of principalities the prime. As one he stood escaped from cruel fight, sore toiled his riven arms to havoc hewn, and cloudy in aspect thus answering spake. Deliverer from new lords, leader to free, enjoyment of our right as gods, yet hard for gods and to unequal work we find, against unequal arms to fight in pain, against unpained, impassive, from which evil ruin must needs ensue. For what avails valour or strength, though matchless, quelled with pain, which all subdues and makes remiss the hands of mightiest? Sense of pleasure we may well spare out of life, perhaps, and not repine, but live content, which is the calmest life. But pain is perfect misery, the worst of evils, and excessive overturns all patience. He who therefore can invent, With what more forcible we may offend our yet unwounded enemies, or arm ourselves with like defence, to me deserves no less than for deliverance what we owe.
Whereto with look composed Satan replied, Not uninvented that which thou aright believed so main to our success I bring. Which of us who beholds the bright surface of this ethereous mould whereon we stand, this continent of spacious heaven adorned with plant, fruit, flower, ambrosial gems and gold, whose eye so superficially surveys these things as not to mind from whence they grow, deep underground, materials dark and crude, of spiritus and fiery spume, till touched with heaven's ray, and tempered they shoot forth, so beauteous opening to the ambient light. These in their dark nativity the deep shall yield us, pregnant with infernal flame, which into hollow engines, long and round, thick rammed, at the other bore with touch of fire, dilated and infuriate, shall send forth, from far with thundering noise among our foes, such implements of mischief as shall dash to pieces and o'erwhelm whatever stands adverse, that they shall fear we have disarmed the thunder of his only dreaded bolt. Nor long shall be our labour, yet ere dawn effect shall end our wish. Meanwhile revive, abandon fear, to strength and counsel joined, think nothing hard, much less to be despaired.
He ended, and his words their drooping cheer enlightened, and their languished hope revived. The invention all admired, and each how he to be the inventor missed, so easy it seemed once found, which yet unfound most would have thought impossible. Yet haply of thy race, in future days, if malice should abound, some one intent on mischief, or inspired with devilish machination, might devise like instrument to plague the sons of men, for sin on war and mutual slaughter bent. Forthwith from council to the work they flew, none arguing stood, innumerable hands were ready. In a moment up they turned wide the celestial soul, and saw beneath the originals of nature in their crude conception sulphurous and nitrous foam, they found, they mingled, and with subtle art concocted and adjusted, they reduced to blackest grain, and into store conveyed, part hidden veins digged up, nor hath this earth entrails unlike of mineral and stone, whereof to found their engines and their balls of missive ruin, part incentive reed, provide pernicious with one touch to fire, so all ere day spring under conscious night secret they finished and in order set, with silent circumspection unespied. Now, when fair morn orient in heaven appeared, up rose the victor angels, and to arms the matin trumpet sang. In arms they stood, of golden panoply, refulgent host, soon banded. Others from the dawning hills looked round, and scouts each coast light armed scour, each quarter to descry the distant foe, where lodged or whither fled, or if for fight, in motion or in alt, him soon they met, under spread ensigns moving nigh, in slow but firm battalion, back with speediest sail, Zophiel of cherubim the swiftest wing, came flying, and in mid-air aloud thus cried, Arm, warriors, arm for fight the foe at hand, whom fled we thought, will save us long pursuit this day, fear not his flight. So thick a cloud he comes, and settled in his face I see, sad resolution and secure. Let each his adamantine coat gird well, and each fit well his helm, gripe fast his orbed shield, borne even or high, for this day will pour down, if I conjecture aught, no drizzling shower, but rattling storm of arrows barbed with fire. So warned he them, aware themselves, and soon in order quit of all impediment. Instant, without disturb, they took alarm, and onward move embattled, when behold, not distant far with heavy pace the foe, approaching gross and huge, in hollow cube training his devilish enginery, impaled on every side with shadowing squadrons deep, to hide the fraud. At interview both stood a while, but suddenly at head appeared Satan, and thus was heard commanding loud, Vanguard to right and left the front unfold, that all may see who hate us, how we seek peace and composure, and with open breast and ready to receive them if they like our overture, and turn not back perverse. But that I doubt, however, witness heaven, heaven witness thou anon, while we discharge freely our part. Ye who appointed stand, do as you have in charge, and briefly touch what we propound, and loud that all may hear. So scoffing in ambiguous words he scarce had ended, when to right and left the front divided, and to either flank retired, which to our eyes discovered new and strange, a triple-mounted row of pillars laid on wheels, for like to pillars must they seemed, or hollowed bodies made of oak or fir, with branches lopped in wood or mountain-felled.